It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, one of our favorite friends, guest from the community, Tina from LifeNet.
Yes.
Is back in here for the first time in 2022.
Yes.
How'd your holidays go, Tina?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's what we want to hear.
Yes.
And you staying healthy?
I am.
She was sicky.
Yeah.
Now she's healthy.
Yeah.
I rang in the new year with COVID, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. That all comes out.
But I'm healthy now.
She's healthy now.
Yeah, he's trapped in the studio now. He pushes away from both of us. It's like,
All right, but it's good to be healthy now. That's the main thing.
That's what we're
And you had
on.
A good holiday for the most part.
I did.
Okay, great. That's
And you guys enjoyed the snow day, right?
We did.
I saw.
We made snow cookies because we didn't get enough in our cookie tray to make ice cream.
I know. I was so disappointed. Can we please have enough one time this year so I can get my snow ice cream?
Do it on a Sunday when not a lot of people are driving.
I don't care what day it is. I just want about 2, 3, 4 inches of snow. I'll be happy.
Mama sent
We don't have to have 21 like we did last year.
No, not at all.
All right, Tina is in here to talk about several things, and one of them is the importance of when and when not to call 911 to have an ambulance come pick you up.
Right.
Because it's very important, because if you've got something that, I know it's major to you, but if but in the scheme of things, it's really kind of minor, and they may be out on a call, and then somebody's having a heart attack or a stroke or a major accident that happens, and they're not where they need to be because they're taking care of somebody that probably could have come on their own.
Right.
So talk a little bit about when and when not to call 911.
Yeah, I think some of the best things you can ask yourself when you're going through your own personal emergency is to go, can I drive myself?
Right.
Can somebody else in the house drive me?
Right.
Am I able to walk to the vehicle?
Right.
If you can do those things, then by all means, go by personal vehicle. Now, there are some caveats to that. I'm having major difficulty breathing.
Mm. Right.
I'm profusely bleeding and need somebody to get there, you know, to stop the bleed because I don't have a tourniquet and I need medication. I'm having signs and symptoms of a stroke or a heart attack.
Yep.
Those are all reasons to call an ambulance. I've just been involved in a major traffic accident.
Right.
Again, traumatic injuries. A tractor just cut off part of my leg.
Mm. Yeah, you're in shock. Don't drive.
Yeah, those are all traumatic injuries. But there are other reasons where we call the ambulance that maybe we shouldn't. You know?
What are the top ones that you've seen?
We have a lot of patients who call us just because they're scared or they're worried, but they don't actually need transport at all.
Okay.
So we might travel 20 minutes to somebody's house, tie up that ambulance, they get there, and they just need reassurance.
Oh, okay.
There are primary care physicians you can call for that. You can call the State Department of Health for questions about,
right,
you know, medical conditions. We see a lot of people right now calling us because they're scared of COVID. Same thing. They just want to come out and say, do I need to go to the hospital or not? And then we have a lot of people who call us because maybe they woke up and they've had a headache for a couple of days and it's really a sinus infection. And now at 3 o'clock in the morning, they just want to get
some relief.
Right. And so they know it's a sinus infection, but they know they can't get into their primary care physician till the next day. And so they ask to go to the ER. And
All right.
We understand that seems like an emergency, but there is a large number of call volume right now for help. And so
you're trying to ease that gap and give people a breath.
Yeah.
And okay.
And you told us on the Facebook, LifeNet ambulances don't carry COVID tests.
Right. Confirm that.
Yeah. Don't call the 911 so they'll come out and give you a COVID test, because that's not going to happen because they don't have them.
Right. And don't go to the emergency room for the COVID test.
No, it's so available now.
Yeah, there are so many places you can get it. You can buy them over the counter at the
pharmacies.
Right. You can go to walk-in clinics, urgent care clinics, your primary care physician, so many of those places. So let's try to be responsible as a community, help each other out, so that our ERs and our EMS service are available for our friends and neighbors who really, truly...
Right.
Having medical emergency.
Right. And you said on the Facebook that, you know, if you have COVID and you're having a serious problem breathing,
call us.
Then you need to go ahead and call the ambulance if you're having a serious problem breathing.
Yeah, if you need oxygen right away, it's urgent. If you're having problems breathing, that's what we're there for. We
are
there for those emergencies in life. But if you're just scared because you have COVID, and we get it, a lot of people are scared when you start having those symptoms and you pull around somebody. There are so many wonderful medical professionals here in our community that can help you. Let our crews be available to take care of those who literally can't breathe.
Right.
And you mentioned you get a lot of calls, and y'all do it, but you'd rather, if there's another way around it, you wouldn't. It's the lift assist. If somebody takes a fall and they're not hurt, really, they just need to get up.
That.
You get a lot of calls for that.
We do. We get a lot of calls for that. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about before we went on air was a lot of times we have some amazing neighbors around us.
Right.
And we just haven't said, hey, if something happens, would you be willing to come and help me? And so have that conversation with your neighbor.
Right.
Because, again, it's not necessarily a medical emergency. We don't want you sitting on the ground. Nobody wants to sit on the ground forever. Right. But if we're tying up a paramedic and an EMT who could be helping somebody, loved one who's in sudden cardiac arrest, survive that.
That's important.
And you could have had a neighbor come and help you get picked up. Just think twice before you make that call. Is there somebody else that I can
call? Somebody at church, my neighbor. There's lots of other resources to utilize.
And this would be news time, but we've already had a local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor for our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Tina from LifeNet, in here talking about the, things, common sense things about when to call 911 for an ambulance, when to call 911, so that, if you can get there on your own and it's not a life-threatening situation, good idea.
Yep.
If you can't, then call 911. That's what they're there for. And you said this before, but you said it on the Facebook. It's very important. Some people got the idea that, they realize that it's probably not,
life-threatening.
Yeah.
No.
And they probably could come by vehicle, but they think, well, if I call the ambulance, I'm going to get first shot in there, and I'm not going to have to sit in that waiting.
Yeah,
there.
Can you tell us the truth on that?
Unless it's a heart attack, a stroke, or something, or it's life-threatening, you're still going to go through the same thing that somebody that drove up, right?
Correct. You'll go through the same triage process at the ER.
Yeah.
They're going to check you in. You'll maybe be checked in through the ambulance bay, but we're going to, the nurses, if when they do their triage, determine, hey, there are other people that are sicker than you that need more medical care right now. They have to figure out their limited number of resources that they have, their limited number of rooms, how to get patients through as quickly as they can based off the type of injury. So you're going to be triaged the same way as they are, whether you come by ambulance or personal vehicle. And, one of the other things I think the community's not aware of that we're all seeing in the healthcare industry right now is our ERs are overtaxed. They are doing the absolute best that they can. They have some amazing doctors and nurses in there taking care of patients, day in and day out. But when we arrive, our wait times pre-pandemic were 20 minutes. We would get there, the patient would be offloaded, we'd transfer patient care history, all of that stuff, and we'd be back in the ambulance within 20 minutes. Now that's as high as 40 to 50 minutes sometimes. And so you're looking at double the time of patients waiting. It doesn't matter which way you go in. You could be on an ambulance cot for 40 to 50 minutes waiting to be triaged and passed off, and then still go to the waiting room. And so I just think it's important that the community understands just because you go by ambulance doesn't put you ahead of everybody else. We all are trying to figure out, how do we balance the resources we have in our community? How do we take care of our friends? How do we take care of our neighbors who are having major emergencies? And how do we still get you the health care that you need? And that's where you can help as a friend or a neighbor. We talked about a little bit ago the check on your neighbors. Let them know, hey, if you need help and nobody's available to help, call me. And then on the flip side of it, let's keep the resources available for those who need them. If you can walk, if you don't have special medical equipment that can only go via ambulance, if you are not having a stroke, if you're not having a heart attack, all of those things, if it's not a traumatic injury, you don't have a major bleed, it's not a brain issue, all those types of things, then go by personal vehicle. Otherwise, please call us. We want to be there to help.
Like, that's your goal.
That's our goal. We want to be there. We want to be there as quickly as possible. But there are a limited number of ambulances and a limited number of EMTs and paramedics to serve the community.
Right.
And we can do the best that we can with the calls that we have as they come in.
Obviously, seconds, and it's kind of flipping it a little bit, but seconds matter when it comes to a heart attack or a stroke or something like that, because immediate attention. You may know the numbers or whatever, but heart attack victims need to be gotten to within a certain amount of time, usually, if it's a major heart attack, to try to save them.
Yeah, so if you're showing signs and symptoms of a heart attack, we want to get those stopped ASAP.
Right.
Sudden cardiac arrest, we have 3 to 5 minutes to get an AED on you, 3 to 5 minutes to get chest compression started. It's why we do free bystander CPR classes for the community, because you're most likely going to go into sudden cardiac arrest at home, and getting an ambulance out to you ASAP is important. And so, if we're tied up on a non-emergent call when that sudden cardiac arrest comes in and we don't have another ambulance you know, available, or the closest ambulance is not as close as it could have been.
Right.
That can be the difference mm-hmm. in somebody's life. And
right.
so, again, we just ask the community, figure out how to use your resources responsibly.
Right.
Our Facebook page has information on, should I call an ambulance or should I not? And, you know, print that off, put it on your fridge, review
yeah.
it, ask yourself those questions. But yeah, seconds do matter. A stroke, you have, you know, right at 2 hours total from the, mm-hmm. the time you get symptoms to get that TPA administered. That's the medication that can break up a clot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so again, every minute from the moment, you may not recognize it's a stroke symptom right away, but every minute that first happens. And so we want to take you by ambulance mm-hmm. if
right.
you're having a stroke.
Yeah.
We contact the ERs. They have great stroke protocols.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be ready for you and set up, and you will skip triage if
right.
you think you're having a stroke and
right.
you come by ambulance. But that's because it's a true emergency
absolutely.
And that's what the system
right.
is designed
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Yep, we call it the best of most country. 103.9, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. 3 convenient locations to serve you, Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. As we continue talking with Tina from LifeNet. And Tina, you're always looking for EMTs and help, and it's not that difficult to join up.
You've made the process easy.
We have, yes. So the process, if you're interested in being an EMT, it's you can actually continue working your full-time job
right.
and go to school. So through Texarkana College and their program, I'll speak about a little bit more than UACCH Hope, but both of them have programs. You go online.
Okay.
So it's all around your schedule.
All right.
You can learn how to be an EMT. And then one night a week on Thursdays from 6 to 10 p.m., you come in, you do some
kind of like clinicals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, lab practice.
Okay.
And they'll have a lecture and answer questions and help you really kind of learn what you've been studying on your own.
Oh, okay.
And then towards the end of your semester, it's a semester-long program.
So just one semester.
Yep. You'll do your clinicals, which is you're going to be a little bit of time at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You get the fun part. You get to ride out on the ambulance
yep.
with us. And then, again, at the end of the semester, you'll have the opportunity to go to work
okay.
for us. And when you go to work for us, one of my very favorite benefits is we'll pay for you to go on to paramedic school.
Yes.
Paramedic school is an additional year. We have a phenomenal program around that. So if you're already an EMT, not working for us, and you're thinking, I want to go to paramedic school, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you and talk to you about how we can help
right.
you through that. And then if maybe you think, I've always wanted to get into healthcare, but EMS may only be a stepping stone for me,
right,
and that's
right.
okay. We
that's
have a lot
okay.
of people,
yep.
that's how they do it. We have a great tuition reimbursement program to help
oh,
you
I love
go on
that.
And get a degree in nursing or a degree in business or whatever else you're looking for.
Right.
And so, yeah, if you're interested in it at all, my cell phone's 903-556-0301. That's 903-556-0301. Call or text. Text is usually easiest because
right.
I'm on the phone almost all day long. But as soon as I get your text, I'll schedule a time to talk with you one-on-one.
Oh, perfect.
So
I love that. And you guys are investing back into Texarkana by growing your employees.
Yeah.
I love that. Important.
All right. Well, what do you say we play a game?
Yes, please.
Match the mouth.
Oh, good.
I'm going to give you a quote, and then four or five different people that may have said it, you decide who did say it.
Okay.
Quote, don't rely on others. You'll have great support from a lot of people still, but no one's going to hand you anything.
Hmm.
Okay, don't rely on others. You'll get great support from a lot of people still, but don't, nobody's going to hand you anything.
Okay.
Did Jason Aldean, the singer, say that? Janet Jackson, singer, Tom Brady, football guy, Lori Loughlin, or The Weeknd?
Well, not The Weeknd.
Okay.
Dolly's not on there.
Dolly's not on here.
Okay, so that would have been my go-to. The only person I recognized was the football guy, Brady, so I'm going to go with that one just because it's... Well, I knew Jackson, but she wouldn't say something like that.
Are you going to agree with her?
Yeah, it kind of seems like a teamwork.
It was Tom Brady saying
awesome.
That. All right. All right, next one. Mm-hmm. Quote, we have a choice to live or to exist. We have a choice to live or exist.
Okay.
Rihanna, Chris Stapleton, Deborah Harry, Harry Styles, or Harry Connick Jr.? Who said we have a choice to live or to exist?
Who do you think? Please know it.
Harry Styles.
I'm going to go with you.
Well, I would go with her because she's right.
Yay.
Harry Styles said that. All right, and the last one. Quote,
okay.
I was in a supermarket and I saw Paul Newman's face on salad dressing and spaghetti sauce. I thought he was missing.
Oh, gosh.
All right, who said that? Rodney Dangerfield, Chris Rock, Bob Saget, Jimmy Fallon, or Betty White? who said, I was in a supermarket and saw Paul Newman's face on salad dressing and spaghetti sauce, and I thought he was missing.
Do you know this one?
I don't.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess Saget because he passed away. Doesn't sound like a Betty White thing. She's
definitely
smart.
Definitely not a Betty White.
She's a comedian, but she wouldn't have said that.
I can hear Fallon saying it, too.
Yeah. It was Bob Saget.
Good job, Anna.
There
good
we go.
Job.
Teamwork.
And that is a funny, funny one. All right. Once again, if somebody wants to get a hold of you as far as the EMT.
It's a career move.
Career move. How can they get a hold of you?
Call or text me on my cell, 903-556-0301. That's 903-556-0301.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Tina, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.